Yesterday was Christmas. I hope you had a beautiful day. And today, as promised, is your coffee break. So grab your coffee, a hot apple cider, or something yummy, and try to go somewhere where you can get about 30 minutes of uninterrupted quiet time, because what I have for you today is a piano and scripture reading of 112 promises of God. I created this scripture reading because I myself needed something soothing. The first 33 verses are how God feels about you. The next 39 verses are God's provisions and promises to you. And then the last 40 verses, we focus on who God is, so that we end our time together glorifying and praising God for who He is. So I hope that you find this small break to reunite you with your Savior, as we just spent all the, you know, the whole month focused on the exciting other things about Christmas, the decorations, the presents, the family getting together. But truly the reason for the season is our Savior and our God. This scripture reading is not about Christmas. It's about the Word of God and God's relationship with you as His child. This scripture reading is free. It's one of my resources that you can find on my website. You can go to jenniferscow.com and go to the tab that says free resources, and you'll see it right there. You can download the audio so that you can listen to it without hearing me talk about all these things I'm telling you right now. And then it also comes with the PDF guide of every single verse listed out. I have found this helpful. There are times when I wanted to spend some time in prayer with God, but I didn't know what to say. Sometimes I just get stuck and I just can't talk. So I would get out that PDF guide and I would just put it in front of me and I would get on my knees and I would just meditate on those scriptures in God's presence. So I know you'll find that valuable. I listen to it almost every day because it really helps my mind get focused on God. Without further ado, I hope you have your coffee. This scripture reading is 22 minutes long, and I'm going to end the scripture reading with our last Christmas song of the season, What Child Is This? I'll see you next week, my friend. Take care, and lastly, Merry Christmas. How God feels about you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord is gracious, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. God's provision and promise. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by thy right hand. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver? In whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Who God is. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. The goodness of God endureth continually. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighted in mercy. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. The goodness of God endureth continually. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Ah, Lord God, Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
Fear for sinners here, the sun.